It's track review.
My needle drops. Anthony Fantano here, internet's busiest music nerd. Thank you for listening to Track Reviews, where we talk about what's great in rock, pop, electronic, and experimental music of the independent persuasion. We're going to touch down on a track from Childish Gambino, his new EP titled EP. He's supposed to also have a full-length album dropping later this year in September, from what I've read. And Childish Gambino is a rapper. He's basically Donald Glover, a writer, actor, comedian, and musician known for his work in 30 Rock, Derek Comedy, hilarious stuff on that Derek Comedy YouTube channel. Check it out. And I've been getting a lot of requests to talk about his new EP, talk about music from it. I'm very flattered that I'm getting so many questions on it. So I figure I'll just spill a damn opinion on it. Here is the lead single from that EP, Freaks and Geeks, linked in this blog post.
Alright, Gambino is a mastermind. Fuck a bitch to pass the time. Mass appeal, orange rind. Smoke your green, I'm spending mine. The beat is witch's brew. But beware, this shit is potent. EE coming on her face. Now there's poetry in motion. Yeah, Gambino, make it work.
Alright. Let's lay an honest opinion on this song. I like the beat, and from what I've read, Donald has done most of the production on this EP himself. Very impressive. The strings here are nice. The drums hit very hard. It's got a lot of nice bump to it. Some chorus vocals in the background, very big chorus vocals, making it feel kind of epic. But outside of the beat, man, this song is like my kryptonite, because I really do not like it. And I'm sorry, but I just don't see what this dude is saying or has to say. I mean, it's pretty much all just punchlines. And in rap, punchlines are nice, but it kind of seems like it's really the only thing Donald can do here. I thought for a second that it might be clever, I guess, with references to The Big Bang Theory and E.E. Cummings on her face, Bitches Brew, Black Swan, but at the end of the day, these things, just like Black and Yellow and Rihanna in this same song, are just silly, pointless pop culture references. The only difference is that they're aimed at a different demographic than rap songs that are on the radio. I think about 80% of the lines here, though, are about dicks, pussy, or fucking. And that would be fine if I thought it was funny or interesting, but the lyrics here sound like they're written from the standpoint of a 12-year-old who thinks saying boobies is funny. Every genre has its crap, every genre has its stereotypes and its trappings. And man, Donald pretty much manages to round all the bases in this one track. And yeah, I know it's not his fault that there's rap music that womanizes, does nothing but brag without actually proving anything, makes up a bunch of fake BS, or comes off really one-dimensional, and I'll admit I've enjoyed hip-hop that is like this, but man, everybody has their limits. This is just all of the above, and then more of the above than I ever want to hear. I think the only thing this song truly doesn't do is get violent, but still, this is like everything I don't like together in one freight train of fail, riding off the tracks and then spilling sex punchlines everywhere. I guess the cherry on top is Donald's voice, his inflection. He sounds so hyper and out of breath and just desperate to be heard. He just tries to go hard, but it only comes out like a 90-pound dude whining really angrily. Sadly, this is like one of my least favorite things I've heard this year. I'm kind of feeling like a decent to strong 2 on this, but that's just my very, very opinionated opinion. But please, what do you think of this track? Because I honestly want to know. I've been getting a lot of questions about this. Obviously, this guy has a lot of supporters behind his music. I would love to hear somebody tell me honestly what they enjoy about his music. What about it tickles their mind? Is there anything interesting about it beyond dick, pussy, dick, pussy, dick. Because what is he really saying? I mean, to me, I'm not taking anything away from this song outside of that he thinks he's really cool and he gets laid a lot. Why should I care? And maybe I am taking this a little too seriously. I mean, you know, music is entertainment. I'm sure this song is just meant to be entertaining, but I don't see what's so entertaining about it. Anthony Fantano, Childish Gambino, Freaks and Geeks, forever.